Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello there. A very warm welcome to a Racing Post Golf Postcast. It's the fifth major of the Players' Championship starting in Florida on Thursday. I'm Bruce Millington, and joining me to discuss this very, very popular part of the golf calendar is Ian Wilkerson and Steve Palmer from the Racing Post, plus from Paddy Power, Ian McLaughlin. So, without further ado, chaps, let's get a nice show of betting from Paddy Power. And I believe, Ian, you're pushing the boat out in the old each way this week, aren't you?
We are indeed, Bruce. We're an industry-leading 10 places this week for the Players' Championship. Rory McIlroy heads are betting at 12-1. Jordan Spieth next in, 14-1. Justin Thomas, 14-1. Jason Day, 14-1. Dustin Johnson, 16-1. Ricky Fowler, 16-1. And it's 22-1 bar.
Steve, they call this the fifth major, but in actual fact, it's probably better than the PGA, isn't it? It takes place on the same course. You don't have all those silly club players. Where do you put the players?
Well, it's got every member of the world's top 50 in attendance this week. It's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't sound that amazing, but normally one or two drop out through injury or illness or personal problems or something. But to get all the top 50 in the same tournament doesn't happen that often. And Jordan Spieth in his press conference yesterday suggested that the players is tougher to win than a major. So, yeah, you make a very good point because all the elite are there and that doesn't happen that often.
OK, we'll stick with you, Steve. Your headline selection this week is...
My headline selection is Billy Horschel, a very big price. Not a fan of the market leaders this week. I've gone with five outsiders, and Billy Horschel is the pick of them. He's a Florida lad through and through. Sawgrass is his home track. He knows the lines better than anyone. He hasn't got that fear factor that a lot of players have at Sawgrass because he plays there so often. He loves difficult tee to green tests anyway, and he's found his A game in the last few weeks. He was fifth in the Heritage, 11th in the Texas Open, and won the Zurich Classic Pairs event last time out alongside Scott Piercy. So Horschel's timed his run perfectly.
He was winning FedEx Cups not that long ago, wasn't he?
Yes, absolutely. 2014 he won the FedEx Cup.
What went wrong?
I think he was resting on his laurels, wasn't he? Which is what a lot of us do when we've got fortunes in the bank. And I think he just lost his focus for a little bit, which is understandable. And he had a couple of babies. These things can take your eye off the ball, but he's focused again now and he's playing well again. And he's putting well. This is the absolute key. I mean, if Billy Horschel puts well, he's a big danger man because that's traditionally his weakness. But he was the one that did the lion's share of the putting in the Zurich Classic last time out with Scott Piercy. And I like his chances. As you say, he's won proper tournaments under big pressure, and I think he can handle it.
Steve, we have had this debate before about people playing their local course. We always used to have that when the Open went to Troon with Montgomery. But my argument is always that when they're playing it with their mates on any other time of year, the course is a lot easier. Before these tournaments start, they chuck all the members out, grow the rough up to your knees, and it's a much harder setup, isn't it?
Yeah, we have had this chat on this tournament, but it's all about the water at Sawgrass, and you can't move the water, you can't change the water. Staying out of the water is the key to success at Sawgrass, and if you know the lines better than anyone, I mean, Billy Horschel has said this week, he's oozing confidence, Billy Horschel, because there's more space than you realise on a lot of the tee shots. If you don't play Sawgrass that often, you look at certain drives and you're really intimidated by what you see. But because he plays there regularly, he knows there's more room out there, and he says he's very relaxed with the tee shots at Sawgrass. So I know what you're saying, but I think with Sawgrass in particular, playing there regularly is a big advantage.
How many thousand pounds would he win you?
He would win me £30,000.
£30,000? What would you spend it on?
Might buy some more rabbits. I've started buying rabbits.
What?
I bought two rabbits for Grace the other day, and I surprisingly like them more than anyone else in the family.
Really?
I think they're fantastic creatures. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you get the right biological balance, you don't tend to have to buy rabbits, Steve.
No, I've got two brothers. I can't see them going at it. But I think that's my plan, just to buy like an army of rabbits.
How much is a rabbit?
It was £20 for one, £30 for two.
Blimey, you could get a few there, couldn't you?
Off Gumtree, yeah, yeah. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, that's my new thing.
Wilco, who's your headline fancy? Your number one pick?
My number one pick, although it has been a bit of a graveyard for fancied players, I really think Jason Day is the pick of the crop. He won last week, but which may put some off. Don't you think, he can't do it again? But
of course he can.
He's got he's playing at the top of his game. His short game is in fantastic nick. Scrambling, the ability to get the ball up and down from around the greens is a big plus at Sawgrass. He won here 2 years ago and he was top in scrambling then. And so was Siwoo Kim, who won last year. Seven of the last eight winners have been top 10 for scrambling. His short game is in fantastic nick. If he can keep it straight, we'll see a lot of two irons from him this week because he's not so good with the free wood, isn't it? And it's not the sort of course where you're going to blast it with a driver. He can manage his way round. He's got course form, having won 2 years ago. He's at the top of his game and he definitely merits the place at the top of the leaderboard. Okay. Of the market.
He won back-to-back in 2016, didn't he, Wilco? He won Bay Hill in the match play in consecutive weeks. I think Jason Day should be the favourite, actually.
But yeah, there's definitely there's question marks to be had over. Steve's highlighted in his piece in the paper that there's question marks to be had over some of the others. Spieth's missed the last three cuts there. Anybody supporting McIlroy would have been disappointed with his showing at Quail Hollow last week. 16th, a course that he loves, one of his favourite courses. Didn't really tick the boxes for this week.
Okay.
I think he's the top man at the top of the market.
Righty-ho. And Ian, your one fancy that you like above all others.
It's a podcast listener's favourite. It's the delicate genius Bryson DeChambeau.
I've got this guy down as a flatterer. There's a group of golfers, okay, and Torbjörn Olsen's one, and there's a load of others. They're flatterers. This guy is a flatterer, Ian. Talk me, put me straight.
I'll try and prove otherwise.
He's
trending on a massive upward curve this season. His last four events include a second at the Arnold Palmer, a third at the RBC Heritage, which is a Pete Dye designed course, much like Sawgrass this week, and a fourth last week at the Wells Fargo. He's one player who just looks to enjoy these Pete Dye designed layouts where you have to plot your way around with good approach play to small targets, small greens, small landing areas off the tee. In his last 10 major tournaments, he ranked second in strokes gained approach, third in proximity to the hole. His short game is also very strong in this span, 21st in strokes gained around the green. Sixth in strokes gained putting, and obviously with the 10 places this week, and as we've all mentioned, doubts about the front end of the market, I think he can go well at a very favourable price.
You've taught me round.
Yeah.
Was he on your radar, Steve? Because you liked DeChambeau. You were on him last week.
I like DeChambeau. I don't like debutants, though. Is it his first spin at Sawgrass? I think it's a course you need to learn. So he's obviously a huge form horse, but I like players with a bit of experience at Sawgrass.
Steve, you've opposed all the fabs this week, but I mean, give me some positives and negatives for the kind of big four or five, I suppose.
Yeah, I think Jason Day deserves favouritism. He has won back-to-back in 2016. Ian's right, he hits the two iron so well off the tee, he doesn't need to get involved with driver. I would make second favourite, I'd say Justin Thomas should be second favourite. He loves Sawgrass, he's mentioned that on Twitter several times. He lives in Florida, knows the course well, finished third there in 2016, won on a tough Florida track in February, won the Honda Classic in February. So I think Thomas deserves second favouritism. And then from there it gets a little trickier. The two I'd be looking to lay, if I was a Ian McLaughlin with bookmaking options, I'd be laying McIlroy and Johnson. I think McIlroy's lost a bit of self-belief since the Masters. His power advantage is essentially irrelevant at Sawgrass. I don't give McIlroy much of a chance. And Dustin Johnson obviously got an appalling Sawgrass record. Throw in a bit of rust as well. Hasn't played since the Heritage. So, I'd lay McIlroy and Dustin Johnson until the cows come home.
Okay, let's get the best of everyone's outsiders. We'll start with you, Ian McLaughlin. Who else should we be adding to the DeChambeau portfolio?
I have two outsiders. The first one is Webb Simpson. Again, he's another who enjoys these types of Pete Dye design setups. He was fifth four weeks ago, at Harbortown. It's a course that correlates quite well with Sawgrass. His stats that you're looking for around Augusta link up well too. He's 15th in strokes gained approach, 19th in strokes gained around the green, 13th in strokes gained putting, 6th in scrambling. He's a notoriously poor putter who has struggled since the introduction of the anchoring ban 3 or 4 years ago. But his putting numbers have been encouraging the last few weeks. I think he's very close to a win this season. And I think at three-figure odds this week, and again with the 10 places, I can't really put you off.
Okay, and you had another one for us as well, Ian?
The second one is Adam Hadwin. He's another one that just links in well with these key stats that you need around here. It's a very idiosyncratic course, Sawgrass. And he's 8th strokes gained tee to green, 3rd strokes gained approach, 5th strokes gained around the green, 4th in greens and regulation, 7th in scrambling. There's 101 plus out there. Again, I can't put you off.
Lovely, good stuff. Wilco, who are your best outsiders?
My best outsider is Emiliano Grillo, the Argentinian.
Another flatterer.
I mean, he's in good form, and he's finished 3rd, 16th and 9th in 3 of his last 4 tournaments. It's his 3rd go here. He missed a cut 2 years ago, but finished 11th last year. Great greens and regulation stats. Good course manager. Hits it straight. I really like him. Top 12 in 6 of his last 11 tournaments. 55-1 with the 10 places. But there's bigger elsewhere if you want to take your chances.
I guarantee, Wilco, that if I back him, he will finish 11th again with those 10 places. Well, however many places the bookmakers offer, I always back the one that finishes in the next position. It is so galling. Steve, you're outsiders. I believe you like one that Ian McLaughlin has already highlighted.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I think Sawgrass is a good fit for Webb Simpson. And amazingly, as Ian says, his putting is now a strength. I think he's 20th on US Tour strokes gained putting stats. So yeah, Horschel and Simpson, also like Zach Johnson, getting back to his best, putting well again, 5th in the Texas Open, was Sawgrass runner-up not that long ago, got a great record there, only missed the cut once in 13 starts. And Cameron Smith, another man with local connections. He's an Australian, but he lives in Jacksonville, lived there for a couple of years. Sawgrass is his practice base. Rising star of golf, very few weaknesses in his game, strong in all departments, and finished 5th in the Masters not long ago. I think Cameron Smith is a dark horse. And one more is Russell Henley, driving straighter than ever this year. He's 15th on the driving accuracy stats. So he's coming into Sawgrass, hitting it straighter than ever. Had some great form just before the Masters, finished 15th at Augusta. Then he took some time off, just had his first child, had a son. And a bit rusty last week, missed the cut, but I expect much better this week. Got a great Florida record, and he won a Web.com Tour event right next door to Sawgrass on the Dye Valley course. So, my 5 against the field: Billy Horschel, Zach Johnson, Cameron Smith, Russell Henley, and Webb Simpson.
Lovely. Let's get stuck into all the other markets next.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Right, I didn't hear too many European names when the lads were giving us their outright fancies, so there should be some meat on the old top European bone. Ian McLaughlin, set us off on this debate with the latest prices from Paddy Power on top Euro.
Of course. We're 4 places here in this market. Rory McIlroy heads it at 9-2. John Rahm next in 7-1. Henrik Stenson 15-2. Justin Rose 17-2. Sergio Garcia 9-1, Paul Casey 9-1, and 12-1 bar.
Wilco, you can bowl first.
Yeah, I've got a big fancy for Stenson.
Stenson?
Yeah, I really like him this week. This is a sort of course where when he won the Open a couple of years ago, his free wood came to the fore. It was his go-to club. He's got a good record round here. He won it in 2009. He's had 7 top 20s. Finding a bit of form. Was in the doldrums sort of like 18 months ago, had a great Augusta, finished 5th at a course that he's not particularly performed well at before. Not mad on either McIlroy or Rahm on this in this market.
Will Rahm's power be negated? Is that the
yeah,
the
I don't
there?
Think it's really, it's not a big plus this week. And he's one of these players that I always think that when things are going great, it's brilliant. But as soon as there's the odd little setback, then he struggles mentally, perhaps.
Okay. He loves hitting driver, doesn't he, Rahm? It's his favourite club in the bag. He's going to find it hard to resist driver. McIlroy found that in his first few spins at Sawgrass. Yeah. He missed 3 cuts in a row, hitting driver far too often. Rahm, I think, is going to need a few more years to get used to the way you've got to play Sawgrass.
OK, so you're going
15-2 Stenson on that. 15-2
Stenson for Wilco. Who for you, Steve?
I think Francesco Molinari is a great bet for top European. I've seen some 15-1 out there. Perfect fit for the course. One of the most accurate Europeans in the business. And his Sawgrass record underlines his suitability of the course. He's finished 6th, 7th and 6th in his last 3 starts there. I think all the market leaders have got chinks in their armour. Stenson probably is the danger man. But Molinari really stands out for me at a nice price. It's rare for me to be so enthusiastic about a top European wager.
How's Eduardo Molinari doing these? Is the gulf between them never been as big, or are they? How would you price up a match bet?
Eduardo just comes out of nowhere and wins a tournament occasionally, but I price up a match bet 20s on Francesco, 20s on Francesco. Yeah, but Eduardo doesn't even get into the big tournaments like this anymore. No, Francesco's got a good future. He's a bank manager's dream, and he just churns out a check every week, whereas his brother's brings a big one home very occasionally.
Okie doke. Ian, top European thoughts from you?
I'd be in full agreement with Ian in relation to Stenson. I think it's a course that he loves. Doesn't have to use a driver at all. The three wood, he can just plot his way around as well. And the flyer one I like as well is Matt Fitzpatrick around 35-1. Just another who would be suited to a kind of plot your ball around, small targets, good iron player. I think he's 35-1. He's one that can go well at a big price.
Excellent. Good stuff. I think top American, we've pretty much buttoned up given all your views on the outright, chap. So we won't do that. Let's do our old favourite first round leader. And the key question is, what price is Chaz Hoffman?
Is he?
He's in it.
Is it any tournament he plays? He just has to be first round lead.
Of course he does. Do you know what? He almost did the business for us, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Who else did we put up? Adam Hadwin.
Yeah. That's right.
We almost had first round.
It all went wrong, didn't it, in the end? But that was a fun bet. That. So what price is Hoffman? And then give us the leaders.
80-1.
80. And how many places are we getting on that?
We're 7 places this
week.
Wow,
that's good. Yeah. Okay, who's the fav for first round leader?
It's a very competitive top of the market. Jason Day 25-1. Rory McIlroy 25-1. Jordan Spieth 25-1. DJ 25-1. Justin Thomas 25-1. And 30-1 bar.
So, anything float your boat, Ian McLaughlin?
I'll pick two against the field. Early starters tomorrow. Chris Kirk and Cameron Smith. Two players are going to be suited to the course. Steve's already mentioned Smith's credentials around here. I think I'll just double check their prices. They're about... second. Kirk is 100-1 and Smith is 66-1.
Excellent.
They're two against the field.
Jolly good. Steve, anything to add there?
Yeah, I like Zach Johnson in this market. He's got a very early tee time, 7:54 a.m. local. So we get the course at its softest. Sawgrass dries out extremely quickly, and then you really want to be with a morning starter.
You won't have issues with dew, no?
I'd love that. Yeah, they love a bit of dew. You know, they love a bit of dew. It stops the ball.
Doesn't it make the putting a bit difficult? Doesn't it make the greens just a bit glassy?
No? Give me a bit of dew any day of the week.
Oh, okay.
And Johnson is 7th on the US Tour round one scoring average this year. He's been starting fast this year. He's got his game in top order. I see him getting off to a flyer. Paddy Power goes 66-1 with enhanced each way terms on this as well, if I'm right in thinking, Ian.
Correct.
Good grief, that's a strong case.
Fifth or seventh. Yep. So yeah, Zach Johnson at 66-1.
Wilco?
My man's not got a particularly good draw because he's out third last, but I like Pat Perez. 100-1. His last 16 first rounds.
He's got
rounds.
The same haircut as you. That's why, isn't it?
No. If only, mate. I could do a bit of that down
he's
the back.
He's got the same haircut as Charlie Hoffman, hasn't he?
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, we link golfers of all sorts of ways.
Could we just do any player with a mullet?
Any player with a mullet. Yeah. Absolutely. his last 16 first rounds, none worse than 72. Consistent player. He's had a 17th and a 22nd in his last two efforts at Sawgrass. 100-1, it's worth a poke.
The old late start's no good though, isn't it? Right then, chaps, anything else? We've got all these markets that are available, specials, hole-in-ones, all sorts of things. What should we be mentioning? Don't give your naps away, but let us know any other bets we should be adding to the basket. Steve Palmer, away you go.
I think Siwoo Kim deserves a mention. Defending champion, almost won the Heritage last month.
You know, how annoying disastrous was that?
He played so well.
I've never seen anyone miss so many putts from like 5 to 10 foot.
No, it was astonishingly unlucky, but I think he's got the top Asian market at his mercy. Hideki Matsuyama has played poorly since returning from wrist problems. Yeah, so Siwoo Kim, top Asian, is one to look at.
Okay. Wilco, anything for us?
Steve's already mentioned Molinari's credentials, and I think 5-1 for a top 10 finish from him is...
No. That's a stupid idea, Wilco. If they're betting 10 places, you just back him each way outright because he's going to get in the 10 then, isn't he? If you back him first top 10 and he wins, you'd be devastated, won't you? Yeah?
Okay.
Wilco's taking that really badly.
That's it.
You do what you like.
I've got to do the football tomorrow as well. I've got to do this again.
Oh, I feel desperate now. Wilco looks so pained by that.
Give him a hug. Hug it out, boys.
I will do afterwards, I promise you. Ian, anything else from you that we should be backing?
I'm going to delve into the top 20 market. I just mentioned Chris Kirk there. He's around a 5-1 shot for a top 20 finish. He's playing himself back into form the last few weeks. He enjoys Sawgrass. He's had three top 15s in his last four appearances here. I think he's overpriced.
And what's the chances of a hole-in-one these days? Is it a hole-in-one gaff, this one, Steve?
I'm not sure. I don't look at that market. I think there's obviously every chance, but how can you bet with any sort of balls on that? I mean, I won't get
well, you could look
sorry,
at
sorry,
stats,
sorry,
couldn't
sorry,
it? There might be some stats.
You could look at stats.
Ian, I'm sorry. I bet you've got some hole-in-one stats for us and some odds.
I don't. Well, you get the odds, sure. What odds, Paddy? We're doing them all today, like numbers of balls in the water. A lot of 17 specials will be going up today. I'd say the hole-in-one all week would probably be about a 4-6 shot. Yes, okay. 11 to 10, though. 17 probably be, I would say, 7-2 off the top of my head, because I know they put the pin.
It's, yeah, it's a short club.
Friday
or
Saturday.
17,
yeah, that's it.
Suppose,
yeah. It'd be the
I've invested $4,000, Bruce, so I haven't got any money left for the silly ones.
$4,000? Will that leave you? Is that money you can afford to bet, Steve? Or have you put. Yeah.
No, it isn't, though. No, I bet responsibly, but I bet with passion.
Good. I love that. Right, Steve, if you would take it away, please. Well, could you sing this with passion, please, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on very strong medication at the moment. I've got a massively inflamed knee, and I'm so drugged up. I'm not sure I can do it.
You can't. Wilco, can you sing this one if you're beaten?
No.
Ian, can you sing?
Drugs don't work. I'll sing you that if you want. They don't work.
I can give it a go.
I'm 57% through this course of pills, and it hasn't budged it.
Oh, no.
I could give it a go, Bruce, to keep
yeah,
it going.
Go on then, Ian.
This will not be beaten.
Fantastic. Oh, he's gone second verse. Yeah, go on, keep going.
This will not be beaten.
Brilliant. Well done, Ian McLaughlin. You're a great sport as well as a great judge. And therefore, you can go first in the naps.
The naps, we've all mentioned Henrik Stenson. Again, top 20 at 7-4. I make this a shade of odds on. I think 7-4 is a cracking bet.
7-4, Stenson. Wilco?
Yeah, Stenson, 15-2, top European.
Okay.
Let's have a big week.
Two naps for Stenson. Steve, you're not going to nap a Stenson-related one, are you?
No. I'm going to go with Zach Johnson at 5-6 for a top 40 finish. Paddy Power, they have all sorts of markets, and they go down to a top 40 finish. Zach Johnson has played in this tournament 13 times, finished in the top 40 on 9 occasions. He's played in 12 tournaments this season and finished in the top 40 in 10 of them. Looks an absolute banker to me, so bet responsibly. But if Paddy Power let you have your house on, then do it.
Don't be betting houses, folks. Don't be like Steve. But that sounds like a very good bet. Okay, chaps, thank you very much indeed. Have a fantastic week. I hope it all works out. When are we reconvening? When's the US Open, Steve?
That's next month, isn't it? Yeah, we're doing
World
one
Cup
a month at the moment.
Starts the day World Cup.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So that Thursday, you've got the World Cup and the US Open. Where is it this year? Shinnecock?
Shinnecock Hills, New York. Yeah.
Fantastic. So we'll be back for that. Ian McLaughlin, make sure you're not on holiday for that, because we need you back, particularly with that beautiful singing voice.
Thank you
very much, chaps. We're back with a football postcast tomorrow. We've also got a Eurovision special this weekend. Are you on that, Wilco?
Eurovision, no. Not doing the hat trick, just the football tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. So do join us tomorrow for football, Friday for Eurovision and Friday for racing.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.